I should have stayed in bed.
Really, if I'd known how today was going to end, I would have stayed at the campground. Hours earlier.
Uh-oh.
I looked up from my phone when I heard Ty Randall's voice. He stood across the counter at the normal diner, looking at me with his arms crossed.
You look like you need coffee this morning.
I'm on it, boss. Trudy Bull had the pot of coffee in her grip and moved around Ty to get to my coffee cup that she'd already refilled umpteen times. It's her third refill.
And you still look like that?
Ty's blue eyes danced with question, his shaggy blonde curls hanging down his forehead. I ignored his comment. This? I shook my phone and put it down on the counter, replacing it in my hand with the coffee cup. My phone won't keep a charge for nothing, I said. I'm waiting on a call from Betts because I told her I could help her with one of her house cleaning jobs. And I swear it was on charge all night. With my free hand, I waved down the counter at Buck, the owner of the Tough Nickel thrift store, just a few doors down. He looked like he'd just eaten a big breakfast in preparation to open his store for the day. Buck waved by, and off he went, but not before stopping to talk to Ethel Biddle and Otis Gullett, the fiddle player in her band, Blue Ethel and the Adolescent Farm Boys. I looked around the diner to see who else I'd recognize. One was Joel Grassel, owner of the local garage. Otherwise, pretty much all the regulars and a few tourists. We've got the solution for you, Trudy said and nudged Ty. We got fancy new charging stations.
What? Ty Randall has decided to bring the diner's technology up to date? I asked.
He still kept a landline for the diner, as well as one of those old cash registers, instead of a newer one where customers could swipe their cards. Honestly, most people around here used cash.
Mm-hmm.
Ty winked.
Look right under the bar.
I twirled my stool to the side and bent down. Sure enough, there was a USB port for a cell charger. My, my, Ty Randall, you do amaze me. I pulled my phone charger out of my bag and plugged it into the charging station and then into my phone. Thank you, Trudy, I called after her as she made her way down the counter to top off the other customers' coffees.
I had to do something,
Ty replied. He glanced over my shoulder and did a slight chin raise toward a group of tourists who were probably in their early 20s.
They all have cell phones, and if I want to make sure they come here to spend any sort of cash on food, then I've got to start catering to them.
I grinned and nodded. Normal, Kentucky was set in the middle of the Daniel Boone National Forest. We were located right outside of the Daniel Boone National Park, which was great for business. It was the last place tourists could stop and get anything they needed before setting out into the park. If they wanted a great meal, they'd stop here at the diner. If they needed their clothes washed after they left their camping or RV trip, they could head across the street to the town's laundromat. Most likely, they were coming from Happy Trails, the campground I owned and also lived on. It was right at the base of several trails leading into the park, which, just like for the normal diner, made it a great spot for business.